Hello, this is Rick Brady. Our guest today is Andy Hsiong, a well-known coach, consultant, and trainer in the field of affiliate marketing and joint ventures. Andy gained valuable experience working behind the scenes with one of the internet's most highly respected marketing experts in our industry, John Reese, and was his affiliate manager for over 5 years. During this time, Andy spent years figuring out the best strategies for having killer affiliate programs, and in the process, developed a formula for not only attracting new affiliates and JV partners, but how to actually motivate them to take consistent action as well. Today, Andy teaches others how to apply these principles in their business so they can create a dependable, consistent stream of sales from an army of motivated affiliates promoting their products month after month. Andy's also a devoted husband and father of four boys, a youth baseball coach, and a diehard Cubs fan. So, hey, Andy, thank you so much for agreeing to spend some time with us today.
Hey, Rick. Glad to be here. Thanks a lot, man.
Yeah, well, it's our pleasure. And, hey, I guess we got a number of questions. I had a few, and we had a ton of questions from our audience on the who posted them on the blog. So I guess we'll get started and roll right through these. The first question is, you know, everybody's always interested when they hear John Reese's name to learn more about, you know, what was going on there while you were in the John Reese camp, so to speak.
Okay. Well, basically, you know, I met John, you know, quite a few years ago, and it's kind of an interesting story, and I'll make this short for your listeners, but I think it's a pretty interesting one in that, you know, there's a good lesson to be learned from it. I was actually working as a postal clerk at the time, and I was listening to marketing CDs while I worked. And a lot of my coworkers used to make fun of me because I wasn't listening to talk radio or music or whatever. And on one of those CDs, I heard about the concept of making money on the internet. And so, you know, I looked into it a little bit deeper and decided to go to my first internet marketing seminar. And I wouldn't have been able to go if I hadn't been within driving distance, and because I couldn't afford a plane ticket. And I decided to drive to this seminar in Cincinnati. It's called the Systems Seminar. It's the very first one that Kim McCarthy put on. And I stopped about 20 minutes into my drive thinking, man, you know, I'm out of my element. There's no way, you know, this is for me. Yeah, you know, I'm going to be in over my head. Well, something told me to just go ahead and go on. And so I did. When I got there, I had a blast. And that's not where I met John, but that was the impetus to getting me, getting the confidence to pursue my dreams or whatever. But anyway, fast forward about 5 or 6 months, I went to the second version of that seminar. And when I walked into the room, I registered, and then I turned around and was searching for a seat. And I saw this guy standing over or on the side of the room over by the water by himself. And I thought, well, I'll go over and introduce myself to him. And he looked about my age or what have you. And we started talking, and he asked what I was doing there. I told him I was kind of new. I was doing some affiliate stuff, but nothing major. And I asked him the same thing. He said, well, you know, well, he basically told me some of the success he had selling, buying and selling domain names. And my eyes popped out of my head, and I realized that I needed to listen to this guy. And so, and this is kind of a big takeaway, and I love telling the story because there's a big takeaway for your listeners if they're interested in getting joint venture partners and that sort of thing. The key is to make friendships with people, whether you're online or in person. And what I did with him was I hung out with him, you know, basically the whole 2 or 3 days, not the entire time, but off and on. You know, we hung out in the bar at night just talking about sports, and it wasn't just me, there were other guys too. And so anyway, we became friends and we stayed in touch. And that was actually before he even taught internet marketing. And then after a period of time, it was about a year and a half, he asked me if I'd be his affiliate manager because he knew that I knew internet marketing. And I wasn't really applying myself like I should have been. And I jumped all over it. So that's how I met him. And that's how I started working with him. And that was back in it was December of 2004 when I started working with him. Well, actually, that's when I started as his affiliate manager. I actually started working with him sooner than that when he filmed his workshop that eventually became the original Traffic Secrets course. Mm-hmm. And so anyway, that's how I got started with him. And we're still friends to this day, even though I don't technically work for him. I still help him from time to time on various projects, but for the most part, you know, I'm basically doing my own thing now.
Mm-hmm. That's incredible. So I have Traffic Secrets, actually both versions, and I think I told you or mentioned in my blog or something that I probably learned more about marketing, online marketing, from John Reese than everybody else put together. So it's
cool.
He's an incredible guy. So that's fantastic. You must have had got a tremendous amount of insight and experience from a guy as brilliant as that and successful as that. Well, I know one of the things that took place that, you know, many of us remember was I think John and you guys were among the first to actually do $1 million in less than 24 hours during a product launch. What can you tell us about that?
Well, you know, what was great for me was, you know, to be honest with you, I wasn't involved in the launch itself beyond, I think I communicated with some of his JV partners, and granted, it's been a while since this occurred. This was in August of 2004, but you know, that was before I was his affiliate manager. But like I had mentioned a few minutes ago, I was actually at the workshop in March of that year, where a lot of that content was filmed. And you know, from being in that workshop, I just remember being around a lot of big name marketers and a lot of people who became big name marketers after that event. Mm-hmm. And so I kind of saw a lot of the transition from John, you know, first being out there in the line, or actually from that first time I saw him at that seminar where a lot of people didn't know who he was, to where he started giving out free information over the course of the next year and a half or so, to when, you know, he finally had that workshop. And from that point until the $1 million day, I saw the evolution of how all these people just teamed up like crazy wanting to promote his new course. And, you know, there's another takeaway in there too. And that's that, you know, he had given so much of his time and energy for free, not asking for a dime for his internet marketing information. And because of doing that over a course of time, it got people's trust and admiration. And that's how he, I think, was able to create that $1 million day, in addition to the fact that he was using Jeff Walker's product launch formula training, which at the time there wasn't really a product launch formula at that point. Mm-hmm. John was pretty much the first internet marketing quote guru that used it before it actually became a course.
Right, and that's right. Yep.
And so from what I remember from that time was him communicating with me via email and instant messaging, giving me updates during the day of how it was going and how, you know, they got up to 800,000. He was just really excited. And the thing that made him the happiest, I think, was the fact that he was sharing that with his dad. His dad was a businessman. He still is, I think, a businessman. And he always enjoyed pressing his dad with the achievements he got to, because I just remember him spending time at his folks' home in Florida, hanging out with them while the sales just kept adding up.
Wow.
So,
yep,
that's what I remember.
Awesome. Well, let's get into the JV partner and affiliate stuff that you're doing today. So, I mean, from your perspective, we hear the terms JV partner and affiliate. What's the difference, or how do you view the two? Are they the same thing, or how would you characterize the two terms?
Okay, sure. Well, the simple answer is that they are the same, but they're also different. And the way they're the same is that they're all essentially affiliates, because they're all run through an affiliate program. And so, you know, in what I teach, and I'll get into this a little bit more later, you know, in what I teach, you want to treat them both the same in one aspect, in that you want to make sure you're following a certain system to get them interested in the opportunity to begin with, and then to get them fired up. But a JV partner is more of the type of person, it's more of a big name marketer in your niche, or somebody who is a super affiliate, somebody who can send a lot of traffic and sales to your website and that sort of thing, who you want to pay a lot closer attention to. Okay, you want to pay close attention to all of your affiliates, all right? But your JV partners are the ones you want to spend the majority of your time, you know, contacting and focusing on, and trying to please them and give them everything they need to properly promote your products. You still want to stay in touch with the quote unquote regular affiliates or the lower tier affiliates, but you can do the majority of that via email, autoresponders, and you know that sort of thing. Mm-hmm. But your JV partners are the guys that you may want to do a reciprocal mailing with. You might agree to promote their product in return for them promoting yours. Whereas a lot of the general affiliates that join your opportunity, they might have a blog or something where they, you know, put up some banner ads, or maybe they have a small list they'll email to, but they don't really have their own product and that sort of thing. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of the difference there.
Yep. Well, I'm curious, how much leverage have you seen folks get from these types of relationships when they're done, put together, the program's put together, promoted, and handled properly?
Oh, man. Well, if you just think about a typical product launch where you've got a product that you're going to be releasing in a couple months, and let's say you've pinpointed maybe 10 potential JV partners that you don't currently have a relationship with, I've seen cases where, you know, when you do what you need to do to get in front of them to begin with and get their attention and get them to agree to promote for you, I mean, the leverage is just unbelievable when you consider that, you know, one solid JV partner could produce, you know, 20, 30 sales of a $500 plus product. And, you know, that just brings in so much money for you. But the big thing is, it's not just the money that they're bringing into you. They're also, you know, transitioning some of the people that are on their email list over to you as well, because they've recommended you. And so by doing that, by them promoting your products and services, whether it's during a product launch or what have you, they're basically saying, hey, man, you can trust this guy over here. You can trust this lady. She knows what she's talking about. You know, you really need to listen to what they have going on. And so the leverage is unbelievable when you think about not only the money that can be made, but how you can add people to your email list. And then if you follow up with them properly, not only can you, you know, sell the product that you were originally promoting to them, or that your affiliate was originally promoting to them, but, you know, you've got them, you know, on your contact list, so you can follow up with them to offer all kinds of products down the road, or maybe high level consulting and coaching, things like that. And so that's kind of a tangent off of what you asked, but I've seen, you know, so many different cases, and you know, it's hard to just pinpoint one or the other of where, you know, these people have really leveraged their contacts by just simply getting on their radar and, you know, talking to them and finding out what they can do for them and getting them to promote their products.
Yep. Awesome. Well, so I'm curious also, what's the biggest mistakes that you see people make when they're trying to attract JV partners and affiliates?
Okay. Well, one of the big things that pops out in my mind is when somebody contacts you and just out of the blue, somebody you don't even know, and they've got a 10-page email they send to you, and the first thing they say is, "Hey, my name is so and so. I wanted to contact you because we're releasing a product in a month or two, and it would be perfect for your list because it does X, Y, and Z. You know, here are the details." And then it goes into a long explanation about the entire launch and, you know, why, you know, what's so great about the product and everything. And the reason that's a big mistake, number one, is that they're doing nothing but thinking about themselves by contacting somebody in that manner, because it's more like, hey, promote my product, rather than, "Hi, how are you? You know, I noticed your website. You seem to be in the same market that I'm in. I like the products that you're promoting. I just wondered, are you open to a potential joint venture opportunity where if I have a product that is complementary to yours, as long as it converts well and I can show you that it will produce sales and such, would you be open to hearing more about it?" You see what I mean? Mm-hmm. You see the difference there? Mm-hmm. In a nutshell, the biggest mistake that I see is that it's all about them instead of all about the other person. Mm-hmm. You know, they need to make it all about the person they're contacting, and just showing respect, first of all, showing respect and, and, you know, not saying, hey, this is perfect for your list, because nobody knows what's perfect for somebody's list better than the list owner himself.
Right.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So that's, you know, one of the really big mistakes that I see. And then another thing is that, and I'll get into a little bit more of this here in a bit, is, you know, kind of what I've already mentioned about how people will put it all in a 10-page email right from the start. And, you know, really you need to keep it short and sweet in the very beginning, just touch base, get on their radar. But then when it is time to present the opportunity to them, you don't present it all to them in a long email. You send them to a page that's dedicated to selling that potential JV partner or affiliate on promoting that product. You want that page to be set up in such a way that it gets them excited about it and makes them think, man, I got to sign up for this. I'm ready to go. Mm-hmm. You know, mm-hmm. So not putting it all in one long email. Mm-hmm. And I call that page a JV attraction page. Mm-hmm. But like I said, I can talk more about that here in a little bit, if you like.
Yep. Okay, great. Well, I noticed that you recently launched the JV attraction formula. And one of the things that I remember from the videos is you talk about this acronym FASTER, F-A-S-T-E-R. What does that really mean? What do you mean by FASTER?
Well, first of all, I came up with that because over the years I worked with John. What I just mentioned about some of the mistakes people make in contacting people, I noticed there were a lot of things missing. And so I sat down and pretty much sketched out how things should flow together. And when I had it all down on paper and was really looking it over and finalizing the whole workflow of how getting JV partners should take place, I realized that there was an acronym that was the result of that. And it's FASTER, like you said, and it stands for find, attract, seduce, train, encourage, recognize, and reward. And the reason for that, you know, you got to find affiliates or JV partners before you can start contacting them, obviously. Okay, that's not rocket science. You have to know where to find them, how to find them, or what have you. But then once you find them, you got to know how to attract them properly. And like I said before, you don't want to just blast out a huge, long email that gives them all the information in one email and insulting them by telling them it's perfect for their list. You got to know how to approach them properly. You got to know how to attract them. It's kind of like when you're dating. You know, you don't go up to some, well, unless you want slap, you don't go up to some chick and ask her to go to bed with you or ask her to marry you or anything like that. You just say, hey, can I get your phone number? You know, it's all about taking those baby steps. And that's how it is with attracting JV partners. People get so caught up in the fact that, hey, I want to launch this product next month. I got to get these partners in and as many as I can as quickly as possible. And so I'm going to blast this out to as many people as I can. And that's a wrong way to go about it. And so, you know, that's kind of the attract portion. You do that with, and I'll talk about this in a minute, but the first step in attracting them, you know, beyond, you know, approaching them properly, it's to get them to that JV attraction page I mentioned. Mm-hmm. But then, so once you attract them and, you know, you got their attention, then you have to seduce them into actually joining the opportunity. And that's where that page comes into play too. So once you've attracted them to that page should seduce them into wanting to promote for you. And then once you've seduced them and they're all fired up, then it's time to train them. And that's real easy. You don't have to spend a lot of your own personal time to do that. So don't get scared about that word train, okay? Because it is scary sounding, you know, on the surface. But really, that is all done with some back-end pieces of your what I call a JV attraction funnel that I'll get into in a little bit, where you basically tell them how to get started. You give them a very easy way to get started. You also can give them some tips on general affiliate marketing type information or whatever, just anything you can think of to make it a lot easier to get started promoting your products and doing it in a way that's going to make it profitable for them. And then that transitions into encouragement. Once you've got them trained and they get started, then it's time to encourage them along via your affiliate manager or yourself or within the emails that you send out periodically and through other pieces that I'll talk about here in a few minutes. But you want to encourage them. It's a lot like how you should be treating your kids. And if you've got children or grandkids or you know, nephews or whatever, you know as well as I do, or if you're a baseball coach like myself, you know as well as I do that when you get down on their level, get down on one knee, look them in the eye, and talk to them with encouragement, and you smile at them, this and that, they will work 100%. They'll give 100% of their effort to please you. And it's the same thing with your affiliates and JV partners. Now, even though, you know, we're all adults and this and that, encouragement, you know, may only go so far. The more you encourage them via email, telephone calls, webinars, whatever you can think of to encourage your affiliates and JV partners, the better off you're going to be, because they're going to want to go to bat for you and promote your products. And then after encouraging them, once they start promoting your products, you want to recognize and reward them for a job well done, or at least giving a really good effort. Maybe they sent some leads to your site, but they haven't quite converted over to sales yet. You know, get in touch with them and really, you know, let them know, look, you appreciate the fact that they sent these leads. And this is kind of still the encouragement portion, but you encourage them along. But then once they've made that their first sale, you know, do something to let them know you appreciate it. You know, once you've got new affiliates on board and somebody, let's say five of them make their first sale 1 week, have your affiliate manager call them up on Friday just to thank them. Or if the affiliate manager happens to be sitting at the computer, give him or her instructions that, hey, when you see that so-and-so's made their first sale, take 5 minutes just to call and thank them, even if you just have to leave a message. Just call and thank them, ask them if there's anything else you can do for them. And that will go, you know, just miles towards keeping them going. And then if they do a really good job, you know, you reward them with extra commissions or prizes that you maybe didn't announce, or you have monthly sales contests, just, you know, all that sort of thing. So if you're doing all that, if you're keeping that in mind, if you just keep the idea of faster in mind as you are, you know, handling your JV partners and affiliates, and you really can't go wrong, because the more you focus on those six items, the, you know, the better off you're going to be, and the happier your affiliates and JV partners are going to be.
Makes a lot of sense. That, and that makes it a lot easier to understand and sort of understand the process and the sequence that you've got to go through to kind of take them from A to Z, so to speak, through that
faster. Yeah. Thanks.
Good. Yeah. Well, so you mentioned this JV attraction funnel. Is that like a regular marketing funnel, or what exactly do you mean by that?
Yeah, kind of. And that's why I named it a JV attraction funnel, because it does remind me of a regular marketing funnel, because, you know, whereas when you're trying to sell a product or what have you, or you're setting up a marketing funnel where you've got something on the front end that leads people to some back end sales or whatever, it's the same thing with the JV attraction funnel. You've got it set up so that, for instance, with the JV attraction page, that would be the first thing people see once you've approached them and got their attention. Okay, once you got their attention, you get them to that page, then that page should get them to sign up. And then after that, there are different pieces involved. Did you want me to mention what some of those pieces are so that people know kind of how the flow goes?
Yeah, if that's all right with you.
Sure, yeah. Well, okay, so with the JV attraction funnel, to answer your question, first of all, yeah, it's definitely like a marketing funnel. And what you do is you approach them, you know, using some of the strategies that I teach and everything, different email approaches and other advanced strategies, just to get their attention and get them to that JV attraction page. Well, that JV attraction page, that first piece, that's really important. And some of the things that I like to tell people to put on that page are a video at the very top, along with a catchy headline that is all about the opportunity. It's not about the product that you're selling. It's about the opportunity to make money and, you know, and to offer something of value to their lists. And the video should just be an intro of yourself sitting, either yourself or some kind of a PowerPoint slide or whatever. But usually it's better to be a personal video of yourself if you feel comfortable doing that. And it's just like a minute long, maybe 2 minutes long, just thanking them for coming, giving them a few bullet points, telling them to check out everything down below, lower on the page, and invite them to sign up right away. And then the rest of the page has different things such as conversion numbers that you should have. If you don't, that's fine. But the more conversion, or the better conversion numbers you have for the sales of that particular product, the more likely people are to promote that. And so you've got stuff like that. You could have JV prizes listed if you're having a product launch. You want to have product details so people know what they're promoting. And it's also a good idea if you've got them to have testimonials from affiliates or JV partners that have promoted for you in the past, because it's social proof that gets people convinced that, hey, it's worked for them, it can work for me. And of course, you have also an affiliate sign-up form on that page. And it depends. It depends on how you're running your affiliate program. But let's just say that you've got an affiliate program run through a shopping cart or affiliate software, you would have an affiliate form on that page. If you're running your affiliate program through ClickBank, you technically aren't running your own affiliate program because it's run through ClickBank, but you still want to make it feel like these people are joining your affiliate program. Mm-hmm. And you make them do that by at least just by opting in to a form that asks for their name and email address. The reason you want to do that is because through ClickBank, you don't have access to those affiliates. You don't know who your affiliates are. And so by doing it this way, you get them on an email list so you can follow up with it and encourage them and get them to your JV blog, which I'll mention in a minute, and things like that to keep them motivated. Otherwise, you're not going to be able to with your ClickBank affiliates. So the whole point of that page, like I said, is to get them, you know, fired up about the opportunity. And so once they're fired up and let's say they fill out a form to join your affiliate program, that should take them immediately to what I call a quick start confirmation page. And that quick start confirmation page, typically the way I like to teach it, should be set up on a blog, which is actually your JV blog. Okay. And I'll talk about that in a second, but for now, just focus on this quick start confirmation page. And this quick start confirmation page, it should have different steps for them to take, but something real simple for them to follow so they can get started right away. And it should also have a video at the top where you say, okay, you made it. Thanks for joining my affiliate program. I'm really excited for you because here's an opportunity for you to earn $500 per sale just by promoting this product. Or let's say you're doing webinars. You could say you can earn up to $500 per sale by simply sending people to my webinar registration page or what have you. Mm-hmm. And then say, to get started right away, you know, don't click away from this page. Just get started right now. Just follow the steps below and take action. And down below that video should have, you know, from five, you know, maybe 5 to 7 steps for them to follow. Mm-hmm. And you could tell them to click on the email copy link that you see above and copy and paste that one of those emails into AWeber, into your email client. And of course, edit it so that it sounds like it's coming from you. And then send that off to your list, you know, something like that. Just whatever you can do to get people mm-hmm. taking action mm-hmm. right away.
Yep.
And then also on that page, you have them review different other areas of your JV attraction funnel that I'm about to mention. Mm-hmm. And so anyway, like I said, that's your confirmation or your quick start confirmation page. And one of the things that happens instantaneously as well is that your affiliate will receive a welcome email. And the welcome email will give them their affiliate link and tell them where they can log in to check their stats and all of that sort of thing. But it'll also point them back to that quick start page in case they missed it. So that,
right.
you know, they're constantly being given direction. Okay, you know, here's your welcome email. You've got this sucker. You know, anytime you want it, just search for it in your email. But hey, there's this quick start page that you've got access to as well. So either one's going to get you what you want. And give you direction.
So it's a lot like when you sell somebody a product, you take them to the thank you page for the product, and you typically want to give them some kind of quick start guide so they can get the ground running and actually get value from the product they just bought, right? So
yeah, exactly. Because so. You know, when you sell a product, you want to give them action steps, like you just said, so that they can start getting success right away. Get them consuming the product. I remember learning that from Alex Bedosian years ago. You want them to consume your product. The more they, more action they take to use the product and get results, the less likely they are to want refund down the road. Mm-hmm. And so you want them to do that. And so with your affiliate program, it's the same thing. They're not going to ask for a refund, but if you don't stay in touch with them, you don't get them fired up and keep them fired up, they're going to move on down the road to the next guy's product to promote. Mm-hmm. And let's face it, they're going to be promoting other people's stuff anyway. And yep. So you want to do your part to keep them fired up by yours so they don't forget about you. Mm-hmm. You just want them to remember you and keep thinking about, you know, how cool it is promoting your stuff. Mm-hmm. And so yeah, I mean, so it's similar to that. And then once you've got the welcome email, the confirmation page set up, then that welcome email and the confirmation page will link to different things. And one of those is the JV blog. And like I said before, the quick start confirmation page, I like for people to put that on their JV blog so that anytime they come back to that JV blog and they see that link at the top that says quick start, then it's a reminder, oh yeah, you know, I'm a little bit confused on how to get going here. I'll click on that link and that'll tell me one more time, you know, what I need to do to get going. Mm-hmm. And the purpose of that JV blog is to be sort of the home for your affiliates and JV partners, somewhere where they can go and feel comfortable knowing that, hey, I can get all my information here. I can get my email swipe copy and other JV tools possibly. You know, you can have that set up on a different page, but I'll talk about that in a second. Anyway, the whole point of that JV blog is to have a place that they can call home. You can give them updates. And one big takeaway that you should get from this call is that most people only use a JV blog during a product launch. That's a huge mistake because a JV blog can be used year round. And that's how I, you know, teach people to use it, is to use it year round to stay in touch with their affiliates. Even if you don't have a product on the market, you know, maybe you took it off the market at the end of a product launch and you're going to relaunch it in a couple months, stay in touch with them, let them know, look, hey, we're relaunching this in a month. We've added some cool bonuses to it. You know, we're going to have some really sweet JV prizes for you guys, and just stay in touch with them. You know what I mean?
Yep.
And so you've got that going for you. And then you've also got your affiliate control center. And that's where people log in to get their stats and, you know, update their profile, enter their PayPal address or their PayPal ID to get paid, because a lot of times affiliate commissions are paid via PayPal.
Sure.
They can log in to get banner ads and different JV tools. They can log in to get their affiliate link if it wasn't sent to them in their welcome email, which, you know, if your affiliate program has multiple products, you know, typically you're not going to send all of your affiliate links in one welcome email. You just direct them from your welcome email and from your quick start confirmation page, excuse me, to your affiliate control center to get all their,
sure,
their links.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. So you've got that going for you as well.
Mm-hmm.
We've got, you know, the whole encouragement and recognizing and rewarding portion of the JV attraction funnel. Once you've got all those pieces in place, then it comes time for you or your affiliate manager to stay in touch with them via email, you know, having consistent, you know, emails going out to your affiliates that get them fired up, that gives them updates on your affiliate program or on your product launch, you know, sending them back to your JV blog, which is what I recommend you do anyway. I recommend that you always put your updates on your JV blog. And then when you email them, you can either email just a snippet and say, hey,
sure,
you know,
mm-hmm,
we just added a new post on our JV blog that tells you X, Y, Z.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can put the entire thing in the email, but at the top of the email, say, hey, look, you know, here's a new update for you guys about the upcoming product launch. You can read it all below, or if you'd rather read this online, click this link. It'll take you straight to our JV blog.
Mm-hmm.
That way you take care of the people that like to read emails and you take care of those who would rather read it on a website.
Mm-hmm.
So that's something you can do. And then another piece, you know, I kind of skipped over the whole training portion. Part of the quick start confirmation page that you can link to would be what I like to call a JV training portal, which is just a page, but it's a page that's set up where you can have, where you can offer another opt-in where they can get additional affiliate training. So that would be for affiliates who need that. Like typical JV partners don't need constant emails telling them how to do article marketing and, you know, SEO or doing Google AdWords or something like that. You know, they don't want that kind of thing. And so you
right,
shouldn't be blasting that out to all of your affiliates knowing that your JV partners really don't need that stuff. You want to give them the option.
Mm-hmm.
And so so you've got your regular affiliate list, but then you also have the second list of just affiliate training that you can get people onto. And it's just a way to support them and a way to train them, you know, if they want that training. And it also gives you another, this is the best part about it, it gives you another excuse to get in front of them. Because once they opt into that, you should have a series of emails set up that go out to them once a week or what have you, that just gives them another affiliate marketing tip. And every time you do that, you should have links in there that send them back to your JV blog.
Sure.
And, yep. And as well as a small tip on what to do with your own products or affiliates to make more money, so that you're not just giving them information about affiliate or article marketing, for instance. You're saying, by the way, did you realize that we have two articles in our in your affiliate control center that are ready to go? All you got to do is send those out or post those on your blog, and you can get traffic promoting our products. Mm-hmm. So, so that's how you can get, you know, keep people involved in your affiliate program. And when you've got somebody on your team, like an affiliate manager who runs all that for you, then you can sit back and focus on your marketing and your strategy of your overall business and just stay in touch with that JV partner or that JV manager or affiliate manager, whatever you want to call them, while you're running your business, and they can take care of all of your people and all of your affiliates and making sure things are running like clockwork with your affiliate program.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
That's a long answer, isn't it?
Well, it is. It is. But it's an involved process to do it right. And it's a lot clearer now why most of us are not getting the kind of results we'd like from our affiliate programs. So, cause it's,
right.
You know, we spend most of our time, it seems, on the end user facing product selling, marketing, demand gen side of things. And you got to invest the right similar amount of time, or at least, you know, comparable amount of time on this JV attraction side of things. So,
absolutely.
Yep. All right, Andy. Well, we've talked a lot about the website infrastructure side of this affiliate, the attraction funnel, the faster, and, you know, what happens, you know, after you have affiliates signed up and what you need to do. But, you know, what about finding these folks? I mean, you know, there's some of us also struggle to find the right folks to actually promote our products and become our affiliates and JV partners.
Right. Well, you know, first of all, one big mistake that a lot of people make is that people get all hung up on thinking they need to get a bunch of JV partners to promote their product rather than just focusing on getting that first affiliate or JV partner. And this is one thing I learned from John Reese, and that is to get one JV partner or affiliate and then leverage the results of that one affiliate or JV partner into multiple affiliates, okay? And so what you want to do is start off, first of all, in your warm market. You know, think of the people you know in your network of, you know, within your niche, people that you've met at seminars or people you communicate with on a consistent basis, maybe that are in a complementary business and would be willing to promote for you once you release a product or what have you, and just secure that first affiliate. So you want to start thinking about the people in your warm market. And one thing that I always recommend that people do is to attend seminars or live events that are within their niche. And like for myself, for instance, I went to Yannick Silver's internet marketing event last March, and I met a few different people who have become good friends of mine now and who I've partnered with. And that never would have happened had I not jumped on an airplane and gone there. And just to tell you a quick story about that, I missed my flight to go out there. And when I tried to get another one, I found out I was going to have to drive from near Indianapolis, Indiana, all the way over to, I think it's Toledo, Ohio, to catch a flight. But I wasn't, and it gets worse. Instead of flying into Washington, D.C., where the event was held, I was going to have to fly into Baltimore and then drive down to Washington. And I went for it because I figured if I could just get there, you know, it's going to be worth my time. And because I did, you know, it's resulted in me even having the product launch that I had within the last month or two. It never would have happened because my partners came from me going to that event and meeting them. Mm-hmm. And so one thing I would recommend is that you definitely, definitely should consider going to a live event and meet other people. And when you do it, don't go up and slap a business card in somebody's hand. Go up and just start talking to them about you know, just stuff. You know, if you find out they're from Chicago, ask them if they're a Cubs or a White Sox fan. You know, if they're from California, you know, if, like in my case, I've only been to California twice, and that was both times was in San Diego. And so if I find out someone's from California, I like to talk about how cool I thought it was out there and how I want to go back. And you just talk about easy stuff. You know, if you have kids, like I do, I have four boys, you know, talking about children is a real big thing among, you know, parents or what have you. So, you know, just talk about cool stuff. But anyway, that's
so it's establishing what you're saying really is establish a personal relationship and rapport before jumping into the business side of things.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm getting off on a tangent again.
No, that's good. No, I understand.
But yeah, some of the ways to find people, I mean, are really just common sense ways where, you know, you go to your warm market, like I said, and then you can also do a Google search. Go on Google, and if you have a health and fitness website, look up health and fitness affiliate program or weightlifting affiliate program or a weight loss affiliate program. And what will come up in the paid listings on the right side and at the very top, as well as the free listings, will be affiliates that are promoting different affiliate programs, different products. And so those are the types of people that you would want to document as potential JV partners for yourself. Mm-hmm. And then within our JV Attraction Formula private coaching program, we provided a piece of software called JV Genie that you could use as well, which our program is currently off the market, but we're going to be releasing some spots here in the very near future. So depending on when you're listening to this, that software may be available at that time. But you can use that software to put in some keywords, and it will spit out different websites and people who you know, are in that niche that you could contact to find out if they would be interested in promoting your products. But like I said before, you want to, before you start thinking about how you're going to find all these people, get your mindset right by realizing I only need one JV partner, because once I get the one JV partner under my belt, then, you know, if they do a good job promoting for me or what have you, I can take those results and share those with other potential partners and say, look, this is what so-and-so is able to do, if you get their permission to do that.
Right,
if you
right.
don't get their permission, just let them know, look, I have a JV partner that was able to get these results. I can't reveal who they are because I don't have permission at this point, but I'm working on that. I just mm-hmm. haven't gotten in touch with them yet. You know, you don't even have to say all that.
But, yeah, I understand.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, it makes sense. Yeah, so sounds great. And okay. I guess in your JV attraction formula, you've got an entire module dedicated from what Jeff has told me, who's going through it. For us right now, and you've got an entire module dedicated to different ways of finding these folks. So
right, so, yep.
Yep, great. Well, I'm curious, you've talked about an affiliate manager. You know, sometimes we're the affiliate manager if there's only one or two of you at your company, but, you know, how important do you feel it is to actually hire a professional affiliate manager?
Well, first of all, I think it's very important, you know, at some point. And when you said a professional affiliate manager, it kind of threw me off for a minute because I almost have to laugh because, like myself, I've never, like when I was hired, I wasn't a professional affiliate manager or anything. I was just a dude that, you know, knew internet marketing and you know, wanted to be a part of something big and just started doing it and learned as I went. You know, if you're just starting out, you don't have to hire an affiliate manager yet. Just make sure you got the pieces involved or pieces in place of your JV attraction funnel, like I was mentioning earlier, and then just follow certain steps to stay in touch with people, like I was mentioning before as well.
Mm-hmm.
But keep in mind that, you know, when you're looking to hire an affiliate manager, it doesn't have to be someone who has affiliate management experience. It should just be, first of all, someone who's hungry, you know, someone who really wants to be a part of something big, and they could be literally hungry, even like I kind of was when I first started working with John. I was 9 days away from losing my house to foreclosure when he emailed me and asked what I was doing for a living, and so he kind of saved me. And and because of that, I was loyal to him, and that's what you want, somebody who's loyal to you. And so you go after somebody who is looking to be a part of something. And somebody who's got some internet marketing experience, someone who's people, people friendly. What is it? A real people personality. They have a real people personality. I can't talk today for some reason. But so anyway, you don't even have to pay them a whole lot of money up front. You know, when they're first starting out, start them out on a trial basis. You know, maybe paying them $1,000 a month in salary plus maybe a 5% commission based on the number of sales that come through from the affiliates and JV partners. Or maybe $1,500 plus a bonus. Maybe you've got a product launch coming up and they're hard at work getting JV partners on board and affiliates and making sure everyone's squared away. And then you do a launch that brings in a couple $100,000 or so, and you pay them a 5% share of the revenue. Mm-hmm. Okay. That means a lot to them. And so, you know, there's really not a right time to hire an affiliate manager, but definitely if you've got the resources to do so, right, and you've got revenue coming in, it's, you're doing decent with your business, it's probably the right time to do it because you can find somebody that will do that for you at a reasonable rate. And when you consider that you pay on performance, then it ends up being a really wise investment on your end. Mm-hmm. Just start out paying a low salary plus a percentage, and then you can ramp it up as they go sure. along.
It's like a almost like a commissioned or a salesperson.
Really, yeah, basically.
Okay.
Yep.
Yep.
But what's cool for the affiliate manager is that, you know, in some ways they are kind of a salesperson because they have to sell people on joining an opportunity. But at the same time, they don't have to because all they have to do is know how to approach people the right way and get them over to that JV attraction page and let that page itself sell them on it.
Sure. Sure.
So. Yep.
Okay. Great. Well, hey, let's shift gears. We actually have quite a few questions here from the audience on the blog. Let's take some audience questions here.
Okay.
So we've got one from Calvin at Mango Reservation. Says, "Hi, Andy. Glad you've agreed to help us newbies out. Here's my situation. I'm a technology guy. I know how to build really cool stuff and make it look good. I can even get on the phone and push something once in a while so you can sell on the phone. I developed this product for vacation rental owners, mangoreservations.com, a few months ago, which takes a $5,000 proposition for a vacation rental website to like a $50 a month proposition. And good product, looks good, works great. He's put ads on various affiliate sites out there, but he really hasn't been able to pick up or sign up a single affiliate who's really pushed any sales. And he's thinking that I think I need to headhunt my own ideal affiliates and really work close with them. So his question is, how do I find my perfect affiliates and how do I get them to take me seriously enough that we can establish a serious relationship, start planning and moving and making some real money together?"
Okay. Well, I think he kind of answered his own question when he said that, he said that he kind of feels like he should be contacting them and that sort of thing. And earlier on, you said that he's not adverse to getting on the phone and calling people. That's what I would do. First of all, I would decide upon what kind of businesses would be best, you know, suited for promoting his product. And then I would do some research and, you know, don't get scared by that word. All it involves is going to Google and doing some searches online to look for some related businesses that, you know, would fit that description, and then set up a JV attraction page that promotes the opportunity. Okay. Not just the product. Obviously, you know, you want to have product description on there so people know what they're selling, but set up that JV attraction page so that does most of the selling, and then start contacting them in, you know, different ways, either by email or giving them a phone call, and just directly contact these people, invite them to this JV attraction page, check out more about it. Or if he does feel good on the phone, go ahead and call him up and say, "Look, my name's Jim Smith," or actually, yeah, I think you said his name is Calvin.
Calvin.
My name's Calvin. And, I just want to introduce myself because I see that you're in the travel industry or whatever. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to introduce myself because I And as well, I've got this website where I do such and such. You don't give them the website address. You just say, I do such and such. And I was just curious, do you ever partner with other like-minded businesses to promote each other's products or services or what have you, and see what they say? And, you know, all he's doing is building relationship and making a contact, just making a simple contact, finding out what they say, and then just going from there. And if they want more information, say, okay, well, here it is in a nutshell. Here's what's possible. And if you want more information, let me know. I can send over a link that sends you over to that. Or you can say, look, I can go ahead and sign you up as a partner. Now, that doesn't mean you're committed to signing up with me, but by joining as a partner, you'll get access to, you know, more information about how you can profit by joint venturing with me. Mm-hmm. And if he says, yeah, sure, go ahead and sign me up, I'll look at that email, then sign him up manually and then follow up with him via email and follow up with all your affiliates via email, just through the email list. But then also, if you want, call them every few days or after a few days and remind them about your conversation and let them know what you're willing to do for them to get them taking action or whatever.
Right.
And so that's what I think you should do, because, you know, just putting stuff out there. See, I do teach that you should provide ways for people to find out about your JV opportunity or find your affiliate program by listing them in affiliate program directories or what have you. But you want to be proactive and go after these people and contact them in some fashion to get them to your JV attraction page, if nothing else.
Yep. Makes sense. And, you know, in one of the niches I'm in, I've found that it's worked well to actually contact guys who actually look like competitors, but, you know, they have complementary / competitive products even, and they have lists, they have customers, and sometimes they've tapped out their list, and they're glad to actually promote another product to their existing customers. So.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. People are always looking for some way. Well, they always need an excuse to contact their customers.
Exactly. Okay?
We don't want to stop contacting people because we know that they're going to forget about us. So we're always thinking of what kind of content can I send them, or, you know, what can I let them know about that would improve their lives, you know, based on what I already know about them. And
exactly.
So it's, you come to them with something that, you know, is attractive to their customer base, they're going to be all ears, especially if they know they can make a nice profit from it.
Let's see. Next question is from Wildman Jeffrey Prezella at Product Launch Manager Group. I know him well. He says, Andy, I was wondering how much time you research potential JVs before you engage them in conversation. That's the first question. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, actually not much, because if you know what kind of partners you want, what markets they're in, if you do your due diligence, which could be just some Google searches or maybe somebody's referred you to somebody else in your market or somebody you've met at a seminar, like I said before, then the key is just having your approach down right. I mean, there's not a lot of time involved. For instance, you know, I've got different email templates that I recommend people use so that they'll know how to approach somebody. And, you know, so that's what I'd recommend. If you know that if you already know how to approach them properly, you know, kind of the way I've discussed previously in this call, then, you know, really just find the people and just start contacting them. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's not a whole lot of time involved.
Okay. He also says, the biggest stumbling block I face in my own business is just not having enough time to research and recruit JVs. So your thoughts would be great on that as well.
Okay. Yeah. Well, that would be a good time to outsource it. Now, you don't have to hire an affiliate manager, but you can outsource it to somebody else to do that stuff for you.
Mm-hmm.
For instance, I have an assistant who will go out and find, let me back up. I have clients who I've helped in the past. I'm still currently helping a client get JV partners, and I don't go out and research the potential JV partners myself. I have my assistant do that, and then either she or I will contact those people the point is, you don't have to personally spend that time doing the research and contacting them. You can actually hire that out. But, you know, if you want to do it yourself and you don't want to spend too much time, just focus on a set amount of time each week, maybe an hour each week, where all you do is you sit down and you just research like crazy. You know, you set a timer so you know when this timer goes off, I'm done. I'm going to get on to other things. But maybe you come up with 10, 15, 20 potential JV partners that you found on Google. Or maybe you've got a piece of software that you're using, or, you know, maybe you spend that hour working with your assistant, telling her or him exactly what you want to have done and in what way. And then you just put them to work, and then they come back to you a day later with a list of people.
Yes. Okay.
And so that's what you want to do there.
Yeah, makes sense. And get some leverage by outsourcing some tasks. Good.
Yeah.
Let's see. Then we got a question from Dan. The advice I keep hearing is that you should focus on how you can help your potential JV partners rather than approach them with how great your product is. And I think you sort of covered that. If I don't have a big email list yet, what are the best ways I can help out a potential JV partner?
Well, first of all, maybe what you can do, if you're in this niche and you know other people that are in the niche, maybe you can connect them with some other potential JV partners. Maybe you want, or let me back up. The point of this is that another thing that I've learned over the years is that you want to consider promoting someone else's product first. But if you don't, like you said, if you don't have an email list yet, it's hard to do that. But one way to help somebody else is to either promote their product first to get on their radar, or you can find somebody else who might be interested in promoting their product, and you can connect the two of them, and you can say, look, you know, I found your product. I think it's got a lot of potential, and I have this friend who has got a complimentary product or service, and I thought I would connect the two of you and see if you guys could do business.
Mm-hmm.
And then you say, oh, by the way, you know, if you're ever interested, I've got a product that's similar to such and such, that if you're ever want to check it out, let me know. And then you can follow up with them about that.
Mm-hmm.
But so that's one thing you could do. You could do all sorts of things where you help make connections with other people. You do research. You go online and just do research of potential JV partners for that other person.
Mm-hmm.
Because they might be the same people that you're looking to get to promote you anyway. You may have already done that research.
Mm-hmm.
You might just contact them and make that connection, and you gain a new friend, so that when you do, if you do have a product to promote, you can go back to them and say, okay, now check this out, basically.
Yep. So it's classical, you know, networking and creating reciprocity and helping other people before you expect them to do something for you first. So.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. Okay. Makes a lot of sense. Let's see, you've got a question here from Jeff. I'm interested in Andy's thoughts comparing the advantages and disadvantages of organizing coordinated one-time date-specific launches, I guess traditional product launches with your affiliates, versus running many campaigns where you make the new info available to your affiliate network at large, and then they take it and run sort of, you know, asynchronously at their own convenience.
Okay. Well, I'll just talk about the advantages. First of all, the advantages consist of, first of all, the fact that by doing a big product launch, you can get your name and your product out there to the masses a lot quicker. And obviously, you can make a lot of money from one big product launch. Okay, so that kind of goes without saying. But also, you can build a pretty substantial email list by doing that as well, because people are contacting their list about your product. And if you've got your product launch set up so that people have to opt in to gain access to some pre-launch videos, for instance, then you're building your email list as you go along. So mm-hmm. those are some really obvious advantages. But also, you know, how I said it, get your name out there a little bit. It makes it so that you become kind of an instant expert in that industry. When they hear your name, they start recognizing it a lot more quickly.
Mm-hmm.
And now some of the disadvantages, I'm doing a big product launch is the stress. I can tell you that right now. Very stressful to do a big product launch.
Yep.
That is the very first thing that hits my mind is how stressful that is. Okay. Also, a disadvantage is that it can be quite expensive. If you're paying for all kinds of integration of different software, or maybe you're paying a copywriter to write your copy, and you're paying a product launch manager to run your product launch for you, or that sort of thing. You know, it can be expensive doing it that way. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to think some other things here.
Yeah.
As far as running an affiliate, just an affiliate program, and just getting your affiliate program going itself, the advantage of doing that is you can have it set up however you want without everyone in the world knowing that you're making some mistakes along the way. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, you do it incrementally. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, if you have a product launch and you've got things set up, and maybe things aren't going as well and you're having a lot of technical issues, then that can cause kind of a bad reputation, as far as, what people think about you and your product. You know, they might think, well, if there are all these technical glitches,
right,
how good is the product or whatever. Mm-hmm. So, with your regular affiliate program, you may have some glitches along the way, but as you build it slowly, you can fix those glitches as you go along.
Yeah. So it sounds like if you're new and you've got a new product, or if you're introducing something new, obviously working with a few affiliates on a smaller basis to sort of soft launch it, incrementally. And then when you're really ready and the product's ready and it's solid, then go ahead and make the big splash with a big coordinated launch
what I'm saying. And then also one thing you want to keep in mind is that before you ever even do a product launch, you want to do some promotions to your own list. You want to start building your own list in some fashion first. And if you don't have your own list yet, then I'm sure you can find 1 to 3 different friends that you have in your market that might be willing to do a small promotion to a segment of their list, mm-hmm, to see how things convert and that sort of thing.
Yep.
And then once you have your conversions and all that set up, make sure you've got your product all squared away and ready to go before you launch. Okay, don't wait like I did and change. I decided during my launch I was going to recreate a lot of my content, and I waited so long to do that I put myself, a little bit behind on getting that dispersed. But once I did get it out there, I think it's pretty solid stuff. But so that's one thing to keep in mind too. Make sure that you've got your content all ready to go before you do a product launch.
Yep.
And, so you can focus entirely on getting JV partners on board, and making sure everything's going smooth for them, because you'll already have your marketing funnel set up and ready to go, and your product ready to be fulfilled. Mm-hmm. So
sounds good. Yep. Good advice. All right. Well, next question's from Sanjay. He says, my question for Andy, our products or software generally priced around the $70 mark. We have made several attempts at working with affiliates, but none of them been able to generate much revenue. How do we find and work with affiliates who would be able to generate sufficient quantities or volumes of sales for it to be worth their effort and our effort?
Well, I think it really depends. It says that they've been, made several attempts at working with, and I've got this printed out too.
Yeah.
I've got this. So what
he's saying is, I know what. So their products are not like super expensive. They're, if I remember right, they're like Outlook add-ins to Outlook, and like a $70 mark might be a high end product. Some of the products are maybe $50. So to make any serious money, an affiliate has to really sell some pretty significant volume.
Yeah. Yes and no. I mean, it depends. One thing that I would recommend they do is to add an upsell of some sort so that the affiliate can actually earn a higher commission. So you definitely want to make it worth their while in that fashion. But also it comes down to conversions, comes down again to, how excited you get them about promoting. And although some affiliates or JV partners aren't going to get excited about promoting a $70 product, if they know that it converts and it converts well and that it's a solid product, and it's valuable in terms of, it's going to be something that makes their people happy, then there's a lot to be said for the lower price products as well. So I would definitely come up with some kind of an upsell or a service or some kind of consulting.
Some kind of back-end product, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Upsell and or back-end products. Yeah, good, good.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Very good. Okay, let's see, from Scott. Andy, the affiliates I want to recruit are brick-and-mortar businesses that are, for the most part, inexperienced at internet marketing. So most of these are, you know, active. They have active online brochure websites, but they're not effective online marketers. So how do I recruit, train, and show these businesses the value of investing their time and resources in my affiliate project?
Well, one thing you just mentioned about investing their time and resources, you want to, you don't want to make it seem like there's going to be a whole lot of work on their part. You want to make it as easy as possible for them, because like you said, you know, they don't understand possibly the, you know, the power behind what he's trying to get them to do. And so you want to make it real easy for them to understand and go to them and say, look, you know, I've got this business, you've got your business, you know, they're complementary. We could help each other out in a big way. Here's all I would like for you to do. When you've got a client that comes into your, let's say it's a CPA. You got a client that comes in here. When they do business with you, give them this free CD as a bonus gift. And the CD could be about this attorney, like how to, seven ways to do such and such.
I see. Okay.
And, you know, so you give them a CD that mm-hmm. they can take home with them, and the CD,
I got you.
Mm-hmm. You know, gets them to their website or gets them into their brick and mortar business or whatever.
Well, I think Scott's in the real estate business, if I remember correctly. So yeah, so like he could work with other real estate agents who have these DVDs or CDs or something to hand out in kind of the offline world that could then attract people to the online world.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. But then also, you know, what you could do is a little bit more advanced, but you could kind of set up a Facebook fan page. You could set up a fan page that gets allows you to promote your business, but then you can also show these other businesses how to do that and actually offer to do it for them or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
To set up a fan page, and then you can set up a system where people start liking, you know, you ask them to like that fan page or whatever. I'm not an expert at fan pages, but mm-hmm. those are becoming mm-hmm. a lot bigger right now in terms of getting people interested in your business, people who are, you know, really focused on giving the type of information that you offer and that sort of thing. So that, for instance, if it's a local business, like I live in a small town, and when I've seen several times on Facebook where people are asking for a good heating heating and air contractor.
Mm-hmm.
And you see about 5-6 people recommending different people. Well, if you've got a Facebook fan page, then when people ask about, you know, who's a good real estate agent or who's a good CPA or whatever, they can say so-and-so, you know, is really solid. Oh, by the way, I think they even have a fan page or something, or they're mm-hmm. on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
And so anyway, that's some things you can do.
Yep. So his other question was, I'm launching a membership site with a recurring payment of $27 a month. What is a reasonable affiliate commission to pay out?
50%. You know, if you're charging $27 a month, it's going to be hard to get somebody to promote that if you only pay them like $10 commission for mm-hmm. that. You want to pay as much commission as possible to get your attention or get your affiliate's attention. And if you've got some back-end profits or back-end or upsells or some back-end consulting or what have you, you know your numbers. If you know that for every $27 a month member you're getting in, let's say they're staying 3 months, okay, so that's around $85 that you're getting from them in monthly commissions or monthly membership fees, but let's say they're also getting, you know, a certain percentage are getting the upsell or what have you. If mm-hmm. you know your numbers and what you're making overall from each person that joins that membership, you could theoretically pay them 100% commission on that front end sale.
Mm-hmm.
So you want to make it as high as you possibly can once you know your numbers. But a typical commission is 50% for something like that.
Okay.
And you want to keep in mind that okay, you might be thinking, well, shoot, I don't want to pay that much of that. You know, that doesn't leave me with a whole lot. But the point is that those people that they refer to you most likely never would have found out about you had they not been referred to you in the first place.
Exactly.
So it's better to pay 50% of something than, you know, 0% or a low percentage of nothing.
Exactly. So, yep. Makes sense. Let's see. Last question here, I guess we have time for, is from Michael. What's the best way to keep affiliates engaged and excited about promoting our products? Says, we typically send out an email to our affiliates once a month with new promos and banners. Do you recommend more personal interactions? Is segmenting the affiliates based on their potential revenue worthwhile? It's like, you know, what's the approach or the strategy you'd take for interacting to create this engagement?
Okay, well, that's a great question, and it kind of goes back to the JV Attraction Funnel stuff I was mentioning about the JV blog and sending them emails and to encourage them and keeping them, excuse me, updated on how the affiliate program, excuse me again, mm-hmm. on how the affiliate program is going and all that. But the key is to consistently update the JV blog with new information, give them, you know, some encouragement, but also have contests. I have a monthly contest or maybe a contest every couple months where maybe somebody, for instance, right now it's coming up on Thanksgiving and Christmas. You could have a special holiday promotion where whoever sells the most product in the next 30 days or until January 1st is going to win a certain prize, maybe an extra $500 commission or what have you.
Yeah, that's very helpful, Andy. So I know we're over an hour already. I mean, you just gave us an incredible amount of information. So just to kind of start winding things down, I got a couple other just kind of wrap up questions. So is there anything else that you'd like to add, you know, regarding the attraction and motivation of these JV partners that you think's important for people to understand?
Yeah, just remember that, first of all, you know, make it all about them, not all about yourself, no matter what you do. You know, I mentioned a lot of things that you can have in your JV attraction funnel, for instance, and you don't have to have all of those pieces to have a successful affiliate program. Okay, it helps. And I encourage you that if you've got an affiliate program, get all those pieces eventually. But when you're first starting out, you want to make sure that, number one, you're contacting them in the right way. You're trying to get to first base with them. You're not trying to hit a home run right off the bat. You want to get on their radar, find out if they're even interested in doing joint venture promotions at all. Okay, mm-hmm. Tease them a little bit with some bullet points, maybe if you're contacting them via email, and just find out, you know, where they're at. And if they show some interest, send them to a JV Attraction page and let that do all the selling. And then, you know, every piece that you add to the back of that JV Attraction page, whether it's your confirmation page, your welcome email, your JV blog, or JV training portal, or what have you, you know, every piece you add is going to improve your whole process of getting JV partners on board and keeping them motivated. So mm-hmm. That's what I would,
very, very helpful.
I would say.
Yep. Very helpful. Well, so I'm curious, you know, I know we talked when we decided to do this interview about how folks could find out more about you and you know, get some training, because I'm sure some of them, like us, you know, we're actually going through your JV attraction formula right now. And man, we have just, like, our eyes have been open to all the things that all the gaps that we've had in our processes. And, you know, we've been okay at finding and recruiting affiliates, but we haven't been able to get nearly the traction and engagement that we wanted. And now we know why from actually going through and getting trained, you know, from your training. So I'm just curious, I'm sure we're not the only one sort of in that boat where we really need the leverage in our business that JV partners and properly structured affiliate program can bring. So, you know, What are some things, what else can you do? Are there some free samples or anything else you could offer, more videos or next level information for folks?
Sure. Well, I recently, like you mentioned, you know, with my JV Attraction Formula, I just had a launch of that. Right now it's off the market. We're going to be re-releasing it here very soon to some people to allow them to get involved. And what that is, it's a private coaching program where for 4+ weeks, we just go over in depth on how to just basically do the whole faster JV attraction formula, from finding through all the way through recognizing and rewarding, and how to set up that JV attraction funnel, as well as I have 15 to 20 different JV attraction strategies in there so that you know different ways that you can attract JV partners. But what you can do is you can go to a page at winningware.com, and that's Rick's website, winningware.com/JV attraction. And if you go to that page, you can get three free videos that go over some different topics, different topics related to JV attraction, how to get JV partners and all that sort of thing. So you can go there right now and get that. And as well as when you go to that page, if you'll give your name and email address, not only will you get access to those videos, but I will also periodically send out more and more content to that list. I'm always sending out links to different videos from the course or links to like a blog post that I might put up that has something to do with properly running your affiliate program or getting a JV partner on board or what have you. So I highly recommend that you do that. And then also what I'd like to share with your listeners is an email address, because I understand that a lot of times people just want to know, you know, what they should do in their particular situation, because every business is different. And so I'm just going to give you an email address that will allow you to contact me personally. Okay. And arrange a free, for your listeners, I'll do a 20-minute JV strategy session. Wow. Where I'll listen to what their goals are. You know, find out, number one, if they have an affiliate program, you know, maybe they've got one and they're struggling getting JV partners. So maybe they know they need an affiliate program, but they don't know how to get started. And so what I'll do is I'll listen to what your goals are, and then I'll just point you in the direction I think you need to go into. And it's not a high-pitched sales type situation. I like to get on there and just really listen to what you want to have done in your business. And then I feel like I can guide you in the direction you need to go into. And that might be something that I have to offer, or it might be some other direction for you to go into. Maybe you're not even ready for that yet. Maybe you need something else. So, okay. But anyway, that email address is jvstrategy@gmail.com. Just jvstrategy@gmail.com. So if you'll send an email, that'll go straight to me. And just put Rick sent me in the subject line or something like that, so that I know I don't miss it, which I probably won't anyway. But if you put Rick sent me, then I'll know that that came from Rick and his partner Jeff. And, I'll get back with you and we'll arrange a time where we could spend 20 minutes on the phone or on Skype, and I'll just listen to what your business is about. I'll ask you some questions so that I can really nail down what you need, and then I'll just give you a recommendation of what you should do from that point on.
Awesome. Awesome, man. Hey, we really appreciate you, your willingness to help us all out and get us pointed in the right direction, because we all need to get more leverage in our businesses. So it's extremely helpful. I'll actually include the link and the email address in the blog post too, so it'll be easy for people to find it.
Okay, that's great.
Yep, awesome.
Yeah, well, it's my pleasure.
Hey, man, we really appreciate your time, and we appreciate everybody for joining us and spending so much time listening about this. But, I mean, I'm just convinced that, you know, if you learn to do this stuff the way that Andy's teaching it, based on what we've learned already by just going through the JV attraction formula and working with Andy, you know, like we're doing, it will really make a huge difference in your business. And so wish everybody the best, and thank you all for joining us. And until next time, this is Rick Brady with WinningWare.com signing off.